And right now at this time, we're going to go to Van Gent Cafe with Sue London and Mark Sullivan. Take it away, Sue.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello there, Westerly. We're having a bit of rain here, guys, but please come out for the Illuminera. We want to see you.
We are down here on High Street tonight at the base of the building, Van Gent Cafe. This is going to be our headquarters for the evening as we bring you live, moment-by-moment coverage of a holiday stroll here in downtown Westerly.
Yeah.
And in addition to just covering all of the activity attendant upon the holiday stroll, let me stop right now and emphasize that the weather is better right now than it has been in the last 4 hours.
It's warm.
It's not beach weather.
It's better than snow.
It's way better than snow, and it's not that wet. Yeah. So if you are toying with the idea of coming down mm-hmm. and availing yourself to all the little bargains and deals and attractions that are happening all up and down the street, we encourage you to do so. And while you're here, swing by Van Gent's. We've got hot chocolate, we've got coffee, and we've got great conversation with Sue London, who is visiting us from Burlington, Ontario, Canada.
That's right.
Home of the greatest anthem in the history of the world.
Oh, here he goes again. Oh, no.
No, we're not even going to go down that road.
No, we're not.
But we're here at Van Gent's, and we will be here all evening long.
Tell them about the deal we've got going on here.
And the deal is this. Sue, in addition to being a life coach and a motivational speaker and a fellow broadcaster, is also an author of several books, one of which has just recently been published, and she is kind enough to have with us this evening so as to provide for you, our faithful listeners, autographed copies of the books. All right.
Yes, and this is about giving back, guys. When you come in, I will personally autograph your book. You'll get a picture, an autographed picture of me with my one dog, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And when you buy the book, it's going to a good cause. Mark,
indeed,
tell them what that is.
Well, Sue was unbelievably charitable enough this evening, and those of you who are regular listeners here at WBLQ are familiar with this, but $5 of every purchase of Sue's book tonight will be going directly to the Netta Fund. And for those of you who may not recall the Netta Fund and what that's all about, my daughter Netta passed away this past May. She was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. Netta had suffered from was challenged with, shall we say, with a variety of developmental issues, including autistic spectrum disorder and epilepsy. Mm-hmm. It was her epilepsy that proved to be her undoing at the end. But in her memory, I've established a not-for-profit foundation here in Rhode Island where we are right now in the fund amassment phase,
yes.
I like to call it.
Yes.
We're just trying to get a critical mass of funds together. And once we do, we are here for families of special needs children. Anything that qualifies for an IEP or a 504, and any of you with special needs kids knows exactly what that means.
Yes.
Initially, our function will be to just help out with those out-of-pocket expenses, whether it be horse riding or a special kind of equipment or tools or lessons or therapies or things that aren't covered by the system. We're going to do what we can to help those of us in the greater Westerly Pawcatuck metro area, as
yeah.
I like to call it,
yes.
to just kind of get over the hump as far as that's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, this is really the first formal event that we've had with the Netta Fund, and we've got another one coming up in a week or so, and then after the first of the year, we'll talk about all that later. But as we continue to head toward that critical mass of funding that mm-hmm. we're looking for, ultimately the Netta Fund is going to be a college scholarship fund for the siblings of special needs children.
Nice.
As Sue and I talked about this afternoon, these are the kids that often get forgotten when a special needs child presents to a family.
Yes.
You know, and often these kids go from being the prince or princess of the universe to the kid who's in charge of carrying the bags while we get everything squared away for everybody else. And
exactly.
these kids are entitled to some acknowledgement and some compensation, and that's going to be a big part of the Netta Fund's mission going forward. So,
Anyone who
comes down and buys a copy of Sue's book, Soar Above It All, it's actually, this is a great fit because it's all about overcoming life's adversity.
Well, and you know me too. Mm-hmm. Like my radio show every Thursday night at 6 o'clock, Get Inspired Radio. Guys, you know I'm about giving back. Come mm-hmm. in. Help me. Help Mark and his charity. Y'all can make a positive difference here. So come in. I came all the way from Canada for this event, folks.
Hey.
Don't let the rain hold you. Okay, I'm getting to my national anthem. I'm hearing about A.
When you're in Rhode Island, you can always tease right back. I don't have to happen to have a Rhode Island accent.
Well, you know what? I'm meeting a lot of fantastically nice people.
No, you
really
did.
Really nice.
You did. I was actually witness to that. The people of Westerly are right on cue on their best behavior these days.
Yes.
We were just, you know what? This is a good time to mention the folks that are sponsoring the broadcast this
evening. Yes, for sure.
We have, of course, Van Gentz.
Yes.
That's where we are broadcasting from. We're right at the base of the Brown Building at, I guess this would be like 15 High Street. We're right across the street from what I like to call the controversial parking lot. You weren't here for this, but...
I think I was walking in the rain in that earlier today.
Well, about a few months ago, a local merchant who shall remain nameless went to the trouble of leasing the parking lot across the street. It was made available for that purpose.
Okay.
And he set up a little business over there, and there was great hue and cry over the fact that people were being charged a dollar to park their cars.
Oh, dear.
Yes, there wasn't a great deal of consideration of the fact that that's off-street parking for a dollar.
Okay.
As I said at the time, you find somewhere between New Haven and Providence where you can park on the street for a dollar.
Gosh, you come to Ontario, Canada by Toronto,
mm-hmm.
you're going to pay, what, $20?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
$20 for your parking?
Parking's at a premium.
$25?
But anyway, there was a community conversation about the park situation down here in town. And it's back to a free lot, and we're right across the street from it.
Yes, we are.
We are right next door to Negrelli's Jewelers, which is another one of our sponsors for this evening.
Nice, thank you.
And very nice folks, a mm-hmm. family business going back a gazillion years here in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Okay.
And finally, the other Tiger, just up and around the corner on High Street, just about three-quarters of the way between here and the YMCA.
Okay.
Our beloved bookstore. When you hear people talk about the big box bookstores that come in, or even the Amazons and the
online bookstores.
Things, a lot of people get very protective of their local, privately owned small bookstores. And the
For
other
sure.
Tiger is an exceptional example of precisely what they're talking about. And I hasten to add, it hasn't skipped a beat as we've boxes to where the big boxes used to be, to Amazon all of that.
Very good.
There's still a place for these stores, and they're right up around
nice
the corner.
To see.
And they've been very good to us here at WBLQ and to our little endeavor this evening. So there you have it.
Good. Well,
go ahead.
Come in here, guys. We're lonely. have a hot chocolate with
it's
everybody.
It's early going, but, you know, I can tell you this. Go up to the park thing.
Yes.
They're like hen's teeth out there parking places. At least they were. I think we probably hit that confluence of the comings and the goings as far as people getting out of work and heading home.
Yeah.
And then people coming down for the, there's deals and opportunities and attractions up and down High Street all night long.
Yeah.
So everyone is cordially invited.
And your stores are fantastic.
Yeah.
I know after we did the morning show today,
mm-hmm.
I went just next door, beautiful soap.
With the soap,
I love the soap lady. Hello, come in and talk to us.
It's Sarah, our sales wizard, has just walked in to join.
There. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dan LaPointe is our one-man road crew.
Oh, cool.
Well, here you go. We got a little conversation going on over here with Sarah and Sue.
Ladies, Sarah,
ladies,
that's my daughter's
away.
Name.
With an
H. With an H. With an H.
Oh.
Your special girl. So, what do you think of the brain?
Oh.
better than, right?
It is, and it's
is warm. So far. We don't.
I brought the wrong clothes. I brought one outfit that's not a winter coat. So, but left from snow, so I'm not complaining. Yeah.
It's like spring.
Well, all indications suggest the end is near. They're saying that the tail end of this storm that's whipping through right now, it's supposed to get down into the low 30s, high 20s tonight. So all of this rain can freeze up and get really, really nasty. So this really could be the last hurrah this evening, while things are still relatively temperate and the rain's not coming down too terribly hard at all.
We're going to get hit with the snow.
Well, we could get hit with snow or slush or all the stuff that makes me really wonder why in the world I moved back here from California.
Yeah. Tip to go home now with all your bad news?
No bad news. The good news is we're here right now and all is well. It's a lovely evening. It's atmospheric.
Is.
That's the word I would use. There's a nice little atmosphere going on.
It is. And guys, come in and meet me. I want to meet y'all.
Exactly.
I've come from Canada for this today.
Absolutely.
So.
Definitely. Come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun out on the street? So you're seeing lots of deals?
Yes. Yes. A lot of deals. And there's so much stuff here.
You got your Christmas shopping done?
Almost. Almost. I got the kids.
Okay.
Well, that's the main thing, right?
That's the main thing. We're on family now.
You got the kids done? Okay. Well,
yes. Very well.
That's the important
word.
Very well.
Wrapped. What is that word?
Okay. It's a Canadian way you say you are.
Oh, no, I know that. It's just it's an activity in which I seldom participate.
Well, I'm kind of grinning because we have three dogs at home, as you know, and one's a puppy. And this is our first year putting the stuff. All our gifts are done. They're bought. They're wrapped and under the tree. But I don't know if our puppy's going to get into unwrapping everything before we come home.
See.
So.
All the little treats and stuff.
No, anything like that under the tree.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's not a good idea. Get yourself some hot chocolate for only a dollar. And good hot chocolate night.
Yeah.
That would be the beverage.
And so. Right here.
Oh, it's a great place.
The store is also good.
Cards and stuff in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, we'll do a live remote from the lavatory later.
Where they've been and everything.
Should we go to the bathroom? Like, should I put this on video to put on my fan page?
I'm going to leave that entirely up to you. I think decision. I need not participate.
Okay.
So we're going to be here all night long. It's, there really is. We're starting to see some foot traffic outside. It looks like the parking situation, just as I predicted, is loosening up. So it's not like you're going to have to keep circling the block over and over and over again. Although, you know, it was funny. That's what I had, because it was just that as people were leaving and people were coming in, parking was a little bit tight. And 17 years in San Francisco, if I learned anything, it's how to parallel park.
I don't do that.
I can parallel park with 6 inches clearance. I can drop a car in, so there's no more than a baseball card between me and the front
we
and the back.
Pulling out right over here.
It's okay.
Well, I see people get halfway into the parallel parking situation and suddenly having said whether it's a good idea. So
that's when my husband drove the driving.
Right. We've got open spots in the lot across the street and on the street itself.
Yes.
And it's all lit up and Christmassy. There are wreaths and such. It's a little strange this year. You know, up until very, very recently, this was a tree-lined street. But what happened was a few years ago when they decided to put the trees in, evidently they picked the wrong kinds of trees and they dropped fruit and sap and whatever.
Messy trees.
Okay. Were also a little quicker as far as their growth was concerned. They were getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So
not good.
Come the springtime, we're going to replace them all with something that apparently has been thought out a little more carefully. So it's a whole different look for High Street this holiday season.
And when I get to see it in the daylight, I'm sure it's very, very pretty. But what I'm seeing in the dark, I've been on the show and it was dark this morning.
I'm a big, big, big fan of High Street. I think it's a neat-looking stretch of road.
She's fantastic.
Pregnant with potential. I mean, there's lots going on here, but people have been talking for years about utilizing downtown and West Philly.
Nice. Back.
And, you know, we talked about this earlier today. There are times where West Philly really does look like Bedford Falls from It's a Wonderful Life. You know,
really?
Absolutely.
Yes, I've grown up here. It's every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
down with the kids and everything. It's beautiful.
Oh, your savings and loan. But I think that this rehabilitation that, you know, somebody said once upon a time, I don't know who this up, but you know, back in the day when the 90s and the good old days that people talk about, it's okay. Folks were dying to get out of these small towns. You know, George Bailey, for example. He wants to kick the dust off his heels and go see the world. So the revitalization thing.
Your age is showing again, my dear.
Oh, I know. The revitalization thing, as we noticed, as we have noticed here in Westerly, it seems to be starting from the night up, because mm-hmm. we've already got a very vibrant nightlife going on down here, which this is a great opportunity for folks to see
a
what that looks like.
A lot of the eclectic, unique shops that you can't find this stuff anywhere else. I mean,
Music and dining venues up and down the street. It's a happening little stretch of road, and we do have, you know, there's lots of gift shops down here. There's right up the street, that repurposed place. It's not just a secondhand store. It's where they take a secondhand this and turn it into a brand new that.
Wow.
You know, they're repurposing objects for recycling.
Yeah.
And that's almost like a museum to me. You go, it's fascinating. It's like, wow, that was clever what you did there.
Yeah.
So that's going on. And all of the merchants have been planning on this evening for a long time. We just recently had that Shop Local Saturday or Small Business Saturday. That's what it was called.
Okay.
Every day at the beginning of the Christmas season evidently has its own special nickname this year, because we had Black Friday.
Yes.
Then we had Small Business Saturday. Then there was Cyber Monday.
I know about that.
And, you know, so the hits just keep on coming. But this is Westerly Stroll Wednesday, right? Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
That's right.
It's funny. You know, this time of year, the days just seem to compress, and it's very difficult. Well, Chris, shame on Chris DiPaolo this morning. I got up bright and early because, you know, we had to do the morning show, and I had a couple of tasks to perform before I could leave the house this morning. Mm-hmm. And I called him to ask a question, and while I'm on hold and I'm listening to the broadcast on the radio, mm-hmm. he said, "And so it's Monday, December 6th, 2011. I'm like, really?
God. It's 6th, 7th.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So he completely, between 6 and 7 in the morning, that's not the time to get the date wrong. People are just waking up. They don't know what planet they're on.
Yeah.
So
I know.
December 7th,
we got
it
in
is.
Yesterday, mm-hmm. and 5 o'clock, we were ready for bed. You get darker a lot faster here than
we're
do
way
at
down
home.
South. From
is that
you
what
guys. It is? Yes, it is.
Okay, now would you like me to have my husband tell
do.
You his reason for it getting dark?
Yeah.
Okay, folks, this is my husband, Ross. You hear me talk a lot about him on my show. So, Ross, please give our listeners the version why it gets darker here.
Well, I'm no scientist, but I believe it's because you're further east than we are in Toronto. And as a result, the sun sets in the west, and that's why our day is longer. However, you do get the earlier sunrise.
Oh, my goodness. It's
so,
jolly old St. Nicholas.
Walk in. It is Santa Claus.
Santa is the centerpiece of this evening's activities, and he's going to be visiting up and down High Street, I dare say, all evening long. And here's jolly old Saint Nicholas.
Well, I just want to say that Santa Claus loves coming into Van Gent. You know, if I come here for hot chocolate, that it's got to be good. Ho 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 ho! Merry Christmas.
Well, there you have it. So if you didn't have reason enough to come on down here, we've got real live celebrities here this evening.
We do.
And we've got the photographer from the Westerly Sun has just come in to capture this moment for posterity. And, you know, let us not lose sight of the fact that the main reason we're here at Van Gent's this evening, we're broadcasting, this is WBLQ Stereo 1230, broadcasting from Van Gent's in the service of our co-broadcaster, I guess we would call it, the Transformation Talk Radio Syndication Service.
I guess you could.
Which
That's
is
right.
a prominent feature of the broadcast day here at WBLQ, and we mm-hmm. have one of the stars of that particular program here with us tonight. Mm-hmm. Sue London is here, and she has just written a book. Sue is a life, in addition to being a fellow broadcaster, she is a life coach. She is an inspirational speaker. She is a writer who has written, this is what, your fifth, sixth book?
Third book and many articles.
Third book.
Children's
literature counts.
Books, but mm-hmm. I've also been featured in four other books.
Okay, then that's where
I'm sorry. And then coming up in Jack Canfield's next book, too.
Precisely.
Chapter in his book, too.
Well, book number three is here this evening, virtually hot off the presses. It's just been recently released, and Sue is here to sign autographed copies of the book for folks to come in. You can purchase these books at a very reasonable price, a very generous portion of which is going to be donated directly to a local cause. Very close to my heart.
Let's tell them about it.
It's the Netta Fund. We're going to be kicking a little money to the Netta Fund this evening in remembering our little bug over the holiday seasons here. Sue has been nice enough to donate a portion of all proceeds from this evening to that particular fund. We're going to have another event coming up here in Westerly in the immediate future. Then we're going to have a big announcement after the first of the year with regard to a major event for the Netta Fund. So you get used to hearing about it, but you can get a head start in participating with the Netta Fund this evening by coming on down to Van Ghent Cafe, right on High Street, across the street from Michelli's Furniture and the controversial parking lot next to the post office.
Bring
your umbrella. Yeah. Not that you necessarily need it all that desperately, but it might be handy. It looks like an accessory that would be fitting with the atmosphere this evening, if nothing else.
You stay longer.
You can get a copy of Sue's book. You can get a picture of Sue and her dog. Was that Molly?
This is Willie. Yeah.
They're pretty good that I remember. I can't remember people's names, but I remember
three dogs,
the dogs.
So you're doing good.
Exactly.
And if you listen to my show on Thursday nights, you hear me talk about my husband Ross,
who is also here.
And he's here. He came all the way from Canada too. So y'all can come meet him too.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give us just a thumbnail sketch about the book?
About the book, about my personal journey. It was Crohn's disease, and I had life or pregnancy, doctors asked to make a choice, which would leave myself a baby.
Mm-hmm.
We both went on to survive because I fired my doctor, and my dog Rocky came to help me. So went through those challenges. The baby's now almost 19.
Right.
Crohn's disease was incurable, is now cured. Come down and see me. You will see I'm as healthy as anything. What else happened to me? My intestine burst. I was given 30 minutes to live.
Which, that sounds like a hoot.
It was not.
No.
It was not. And all going through all of that, my first husband, I learned, had a girlfriend for 14 years of our 16-year marriage.
So you had
lots
three
of stress.
My God. When you told me that this morning, that was really, boy, that's like another, a more of a metaphorical gut shot there to learn.
You know what? I learned lessons every part of the journey.
Oh, you bet.
And this is what my book is about. Things happen to us for a reason, and it's the choices that we make and the lessons that we can learn from it that make us stronger.
And, you know, the intersection of your experiences and the genesis of the Netta Fund, I think, could be fairly described as you keep going. You keep moving forward.
You know what that's about, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, absolutely. You know, I met with a friend this morning, taking care of some personal and some radio business, and we were talking about, you know, the holidays can be kind of tough.
They can be.
This particular year, as I've said, I'm not feeling that black dog depression that some people under the circumstances might feel. But yeah, I'd be dishonest if I didn't say there was kind of an enthusiasm deficit going on.
Yeah.
But as I said to my friend this morning, you know, there are two ways you can approach this. You can wallow in it, or you can walk through it.
That's right.
And just keep moving, because dwelling on the dark side isn't going to brighten things up one bit.
No, and you've got a son as well.
Oh, I certainly do.
So you got to be strong for him, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because our kids watch us?
Every single step of the way. Every now and then I'll hear him. We just got Joe a Facebook page the other day, which I'm monitoring very carefully.
Are you kidding me?
No. And we set very clear ground rules as far as that's concerned. But we are friends on Facebook. And every now and then, I don't get too terribly political, but every now and then I'll make a little comment or something snarky about it. And I noticed that Joe chimed in and told one of the candidates for the Republican nomination to just be quiet. So I had to go, hey, Joe. Listen, I know you've heard me say things like this, but that's grown-up talk, pal.
Oh, no. Okay, so be the example, my friend.
Mm-hmm. So we are moving on, right? On the bottom of the hour right now. So I think what we'll do is we're going to take a quick break for some news and information. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do up there. We're downstairs from the studio this evening, but this is Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination in the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and now Volkswagen. That's right, Volkswagen. Get your best deal of the year during December. Check this out. Drive a new Ford Focus, Mazda 3, Hyundai Accent, or Volkswagen Jetta for just $39 a week. That's right, $39 a week. All with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. Central has the best selection of certified pre-owned cars and trucks. Shop Central first. Or shop them last. They guarantee you the best price, best selection, best staff, and best service. Nobody beats Central. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014.
All roads lead to Central. Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Got gold? What about that bracelet on your bureau? How about that gift from your ex? Well, if you look around, I'll bet you've got gold. And I'm sure you've also heard that you can get cash for gold. Well, nobody in the area is paying you better for your unwanted gold than McGrelly's Jewelry, 27 High Street, downtown Westerly. Gold is over $1,500 per ounce. Get top dollar at McGrelly's Jewelry now. Broken chains, earrings, class rings, necklaces, gold and silver coins, bracelets, even dental gold can get you cash today. Mention WBLQ when you get there and get an additional 5%. McGrelly's Jewelry, 27 High Street, downtown Westerly. For more information, call them at 401-596-4421.
Goldfinger.
McGrelly's Jewelry is your local home for Alex and Ani.
It's our ninth holiday season at Other Tiger, Westerly's downtown independent bookstore. Ginny and Evan have turned the living room into a trove of uncommon delights and have transformed the front of the store into a book buyer's dream. I'm Robert Utter, the master of all this magic. I'd love to see you drop in and pick up a copy of our holiday catalog with dozens of suggestions for all ages. Our extended holiday hours are 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 6 with plenty of parking. Please visit our giving tree, full of tags with the book wishes of children who would go without if not for the generosity of Other Tiger customers. And please ignore Oscar's assertion that he is the new Prancer and is in training for Christmas Eve. So track down Other Tiger on Wilcox Park in Westerly for the great literature and the great love of this holiday season. You'll find a peaceful place in a busy world.
When it comes to the most important meal of the day, breakfast, never settle. You're entitled to the best. Anyone can attempt to make a good waffle, but there are only two ways to enjoy a perfect breakfast. Go to Europe or go to Van Ghent. If you don't have a plane ticket, then head to Van Ghent now. Located on 14 High Street, downtown Westerly. Celebrating 12 years in business, Van Ghent is where you will enjoy a true Belgian waffle with fresh-cut fruit or perhaps a delectable crepe filled with anything imaginable, from omelets to chicken, even chocolate and bananas. But what about lunch? Van Ghent Cafe has daily lunch specials like their famous crab and tuna melts and all kinds of sandwiches daily. Voted Best Belgian Waffle by Rhode Island Monthly and celebrating 12 years in business, it's Van Ghent Cafe, now at 14 High Street, downtown Westerly. Call 401-348-6026. See you there.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti, the Valenti Family Dealerships. Okay, I'll slow it down. Happy holiday from our family to yours. It's our year-end clearance event. Out to sell 6,000 vehicles for the year at our three locations. Toyota Subaru in Westerly, Rhode Island. VW of Old Saybrook in Old Saybrook. And at the Bob Valenti Auto Mall in Mystic, Connecticut. New 2011 Chevrolets, Fords, Chrysler's, Dodge, Jeeps, Volkswagen. Save up to $8,500 with discounts and rebates. Over 1,000 vehicles in stock. 2012 Sonics from $14,995. 2012 Ford Escapes from $189 a month. 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokees, $299 a month. 2012 Chrysler 200s, $300 from $199 per month. 2012 Journey from 1995 2012 Volkswagen Passat, $239 a month. Get the Valenti value, trust, integrity, enjoyable experience. We take everything in trade, from boats to tractors to motorcycles. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade-in. Even 100, 200,000 miles, we need them. One-hour delivery, test drive, test drive. Remember, if I can't beat the competitor's price by $500, I'll give you $1,000 cash back. So visit us at BobValenti.com or call now, 800-699-2571. Okay, I tried to slow it down, but I just get so excited about these deals, and I really do talk this fast. So remember, folks, just smile.
Bob Valenti's Auto Park. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Everybody! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Regardless of the weather outside,
jing, jing, jingle in the morning, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. with Jingle Bells. And now let's go back down to Van Gent Cafe to Sue London and Mark Sullivan.
Thank you very much, Brian. As I said during the interlude in yes. Sammy Davis's performance, we are, in fact, at the Van Gent Cafe this evening right here on High Street in Westerly, Rhode Island, where we are observing the annual holiday stroll here in Westerly. And it's a little damp outside. I'd be lying if I said otherwise. But it is not so inclement as to prevent anyone from coming down and participating in all the deals and all the attractions.
And we are having so much fun, too.
And the holiday spirit, you better believe it. And Sue London is our very, very special guest this evening. Sue is here with her new book, Soar Above It All. What's the subtitle to that?
Overcoming Adversities in Life.
Precisely like she said there. Overcoming adversities in life, like a little inclement weather or things a little bit more profound than that.
Yep.
But Sue has a visitor this evening.
I do. I always like to know what people are doing in the holidays. If you got your shopping done, if you got it wrapped, wherever things at.
Right.
So I have a lady here. Tell everybody who you are. What's your name?
My name's Kathy Swain.
Kathy, what do you do for the holidays?
Well, it's going to be very different for me this year. I have the opportunity to travel to France with my sister Robin to visit my daughter. So that's where I'm going to be.
Do you have room in your suitcase for me?
Maybe.
I love to travel, and what a nice place to go.
That's what I understand. I've never been, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm just so excited.
How long are you going to be there for?
Just a week.
Nice. Now, how long will it take you to get there?
Probably all day. I have traveled extensively.
And how's your French?
Parlez-vous français, please. There you go. Paris?
No, Nice. The south of France, overlooking the Mediterranean.
Much better. No. Although Paris in the wintertime is beautiful as well. Are you going to be flying into Paris or are you going to be flying into... do you fly right into Nice?
Just about. I think so.
Nice, so. Nice. Get it?
Yeah, nice,
oh,
nice.
Yes. I got a million of them.
Yeah.
We're here all week.
And I know this little girl out here. She goes to my school. School St. Pius was supposed to sing out here tonight.
Oh. Now, you say school. Are you a teacher?
I am. I teach.
What do you teach?
All of the science and all the literature.
Do you really?
I do.
Well, that's fun.
It's tough. And my graders have buddies, little girl here.
Uh-huh.
With our uniform on, so it was like, ooh,
I spotted
to know
that.
This child.
She a nice teacher?
I haven't had.
Oh,
I was explaining
nice
to her earlier that you heard St. Pius, the original. Westerly.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Have you heard about how that worked? Before the thing, the highest school, they another building town back. The principal high school at St. Pius was a guy named Yola Kyle, who was a very innovative, progressive educator who came to Westerly to introduce a brand new style of education called the grade system. Where instead of just throwing all the kids into one big bunch, you had first grade, second grade, third grade.
Uh-huh.
And in the school before the St. Pius building, they put the little kids down in the basement before they came here, and they referred to them as the cellar rats. And then they had what we'd call middle school or upper elementary school kids. They were on the main floor, and they were, I can't remember what they called them, but the kids who stayed on in school, which was a minority of students, most kids went to work.
That
age, but the kids, they went upstairs, and they were referred to as the high schoolers because they were up high.
There you go.
And that's where the phrase came from.
Wonderful.
Right here in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Thank you for giving me a little education.
Oh, I'm just a vast wealth of useless information.
Yes.
So, you know what? I am pleased to report that we're seeing an uptick in foot traffic out in front of Van Ghent this evening.
Exactly.
Which is a very encouraging sign.
Now, that wasn't so bad coming on the show, was it?
No, it was not.
Did that mean, were we?
No, not at all.
You're a natural.
I deal with middle schoolers all day. This was a piece of cake.
If you can do that, you can do anything, right?
All right. So much.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And you can do this yourself if you'd like to be live on the radio. Well, we actually happen to have the equipment set up right here in Van Ghent's Cafe this evening. We've also got $1 hot chocolate. It's also, you know, it would behoove us to remind folks again of those who are kind enough to help underwrite this broadcast this evening.
Yes.
In addition to Van Ghent, we've got Negrelli's Jewelers right next door to us here on High Street.
Yes.
And the Other Tiger Bookstore, which is just up and around the corner on High Street.
Yes, and we got good hot chocolate in here too, right?
Delicious hot chocolate. Yes. And autographed copies of Sue London's new book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Life's Adversities. All right?
It's a fundraiser. We got to tell them about that.
It is indeed. It's a fundraiser where you local folks might be familiar with the Netta Fund. The Netta Fund is a not-for-profit organization based here in Westerly, Rhode Island that has been set up to benefit families with special needs children and will be collecting a generous portion of every sale of Sue's tonight. Going direct to the Netta Fund, so you'll be helping just in a general sense and in a very specific sense. And for those of you who know me, I would particularly be beholden to you
and
if you swing on by and say
others.
Hi.
Yes.
Exactly. It's all about positive. Now, we have another member of the community here that Sue's going to talk to right now.
We have a little girl. How old are you?
8.
And what's your name, sweetheart?
Ebba.
Ebba. Okay,
Ebba?
Is this your mom?
Ebba Ann, a great name.
So is this your mom's restaurant?
Yes.
You don't help the hot chocolate, do you?
No.
No. Okay. So tell me something. What do you want for Christmas?
A Wii.
A Wii? A Wii Fit?
No.
What kind of Wii?
A video game.
Oh, any special game?
Yeah.
What game is that?
It's a game that you...
Okay. Nice. Well, Santa Claus will hear that one.
Oh,
right?
We have a Wii at our house.
We do too.
Oh, yes,
we use
indeed.
It for the fitness.
It's actually great fun. Yeah. Ebba, have you played with a Wii before?
What?
Have you played with a Wii?
Yeah.
Great, aren't they?
Yeah.
I like the snowball fight. My grandson and I get in the snowball fight. It's awesome. But he wins.
There's Wii snowball fighting?
Yeah, do you know what?
Well, that's very cool. I wasn't familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's
Wii Golf.
Oh, okay.
Wii Golf, and you said Wii Fit?
I think it's Wii Fit.
Well, the Wii Fit, that is a marble program.
Yeah, there's a football game in it. Yeah, it's
Who
awesome.
Knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? I'll have to ask my tech support professional, my son Joe, the 10-year-old in the house.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Check it out. So anything you want to say to anybody out here in Radio Land?
Yeah.
Isn't she sweet?
She's adorable.
I could take you back to Canada. Thanks for coming on the show, sweetheart.
Because Grandpa, what perfect timing.
Yeah.
Because we're about to lose her one way or the other.
Yeah.
When Grandpa
Maybe
walks
we should
in,
tell
all
Grandpa
bets are
what
off.
Ebba wants for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, folks, the stroll is in full swing down here on High Street this evening.
That's a tongue twister for you.
It is a tongue twister. But you can see both the vehicular and the pedestrian traffic are absolutely picking up, not
yes.
just making this up. The weather is, you know, it's not perfect.
It's,
you're not going to get a suntan this evening.
Snow.
Oh,
I'm not complaining.
This looks nicer, but you know what? Mm-hmm. It is what it is. We've got what we've got, and the stroll must go on.
Exactly.
For coining a phrase.
Exactly. We want you to come down. Come down, meet us.
Stop in. Say hello. Get yourself an autographed copy of Sorrow of It All, the new. I think you could be characterized. This is a self-help guide.
Absolutely.
From Sue London. Who,
if you're going through tough
if anybody
times.
Knows about going through tough times and soaring above it all, it would mm-hmm. be Sue. Her, you know, you mentioned in the first half hour of our program this evening,
yes.
You had a condition called Crohn's disease.
Yes, I did.
Well,
yes.
Why don't you, for those who perhaps aren't up on their gastrointestinal lore, why don't
okay.
you tell folks what Crohn's disease is all about?
Well, Crohn's disease is a disease, they tell you, is not curable.
That's what
okay?
I'm told.
I emphasize that, folks, because it is cured in me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I made a lot of changes in my life. And it's a disease where you have rapid weight loss. My weight was down to 80 pounds.
Right.
And I'm healthy, and the disease mm-hmm. is gone in me. So that book, Sore Above It All, is my journey to healing physically, emotionally.
Right.
And I'm down. I came all the way from Canada to meet y'all.
It's very much a fresh iteration on the power of positive thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
About
you know what? It's all
confident.
With choices. Choices.
You bet.
We all have choices. We could have a pity party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like part of my healing was I got empowered.
Sure.
And when a doctor, one of the things that happened, as you know, Mark, a doctor said to me when my weight went down 80 pounds, you're either going to make it or your baby will, that your unborn baby.
Right.
So
always nice to hear from guys like that. Little Ray assigned.
So I decided I was sticking around. The baby was going to come.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be healthy and survive. And I fired the doctor.
You know.
And the new doctor prescribed my dog, Rocky, to come down.
Right.
So if you like animals, you're going to hear about the healing power of pet therapy in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark, you know, this time of year is tough for people. Like, you know?
It really, you know, I had a very pleasant exchange. We were talking about Facebook earlier today.
Yes.
You know James Taylor? James Taylor? James Taylor. You've got
to sing again.
No, certainly not. Okay.
Our age
never
is showing, sweetheart.
Well, James Taylor is a famous singer from a family full of famous singers. And this past spring, James' sister, Kate Taylor, performed at our Spring Fest here in Westerly.
Okay.
And a nicer woman you would never, ever want to meet. And she certainly had some struggles along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we just kind of happened across each other on Facebook again. We're Facebook friends, Kate and I.
Oh, okay.
And she and I were talking about how this time of year, you know, it is stressful under the best of circumstances.
It absolutely is.
So,
yeah.
You know, this is a time where
mm-hmm.
sometimes you just need to remind yourself, you
yeah.
know, your fate is in your own hands. It's up to you.
Absolutely.
It's all about the attitude you take.
Absolutely.
One
so
foot in front of the other.
True, exactly. One, you know, you're going through challenges right now. Take one day at a time. You know this, right,
mm-hmm.
Mark? One day at a time.
At
one
the
hour
end of the day,
at a time.
There's no alternative, you know?
Exactly.
The train's leaving with or without you, so
exactly.
you might as well get on board.
Yes, exactly.
Flog these metaphors.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I always say, like, you know, the challenges I had, if I can go through that, anybody can. You know, you had your challenge. Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, I could not imagine what you went through.
Well, you know, and here's, I'll tell you, you know, from my little contribution to the whole, the power of positive thinking and all of that, one of the little nuggets of wisdom that
mm-hmm.
came through the whole experience with Netta this past spring
mm-hmm.
is I quickly learned that it is
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.